Aleph. Finish up Lineda Simashin Ein Aleph with the last Sif. We'll start something more again. Sivov. So we learnt about Echad Min Achotza, who dies in the middle of Shabbos. Now we've got another Yisof. Sivov, Echad Min Achotza, Shohoya Goises. When he came Ben Ashmoshes, he was already Goises. So, assuming he was the only person in the house, is Dua Tzad Efsha, it's not right, Dua Tzad Efsha, that you don't have to kick a Eru from him. Because he's Ke'ilu Lechai. He's living there, of his Egoisis. Is the Chiddush is, Afa Pisha'ena Yocho Lichyo is Boy Beyoim, Oysa Ad Shi Zaku Loi Bepas. He's not able to do anything, but he is an inhabitant of the Chotze. And Mela, he is one person living in that house, and you have to make an Erev for him as well, otherwise you haven't got an Erev, even though it's a Goises. Sivdat Sivov. Shina Nalav Sivov. So the Mishabuya Lama Beis. Afa pi she'ein yocho v'sol gedat chamin, I would have thought in actual kili mes. Avele dira b'lei ba'alim. Dira b'lei ba'alim doesn't need an Erev. K'mash melon, the calls man shu chai, ha'yuki chai l'chol dvorav. If he's a chai and he's living, then he needs an Erev. V'yal v'olav. So the mechaber weiter v'chein koton is. Afa bi she'ein yochel lechol k'zayis.
You can't make an erev on Shabbos, can you?
No. Before Shabbos, he was already a goyser Friday afternoon. So then you would have thought he's not ben achaim. He's not living. And the same thing koton. A koton, he doesn't even eat. He's the only person that lives in his house. Koton. He has a carer. I don't know, but he's the only person that's living in the house. So you would have thought he doesn't even eat. So maybe ein yochel lechol k'zayis. So maybe he's not called owner of a house, so needs an Erev. K'mash melon, you have to be mezakeh for him an Erev as well. But he has to be living there. If he's a visitor, we learned before, for less than 30 days, he's not called live out of the house, not kavura. For less than 30 days, you don't have to be mezakeh with Erev. We learned that. So the Mishabura V'yal V'olav Lamed Gimel. So that's Pushat Adin. Now, Kosom Ogin Avro, Rom Shteit Azoy. If Taka, so you made the Erev for the Goises. You did or you didn't. But now what happened? In Mes B'Shabbos. He died on Shabbos. Oysa. He asks. It's not the Zah. So we've got here Erev for however many people. One house belongs and lives in this Goises. And Shabbos morning, the Goises died. So the Mogen Avraham, now, Kiven She'ena Erev Roy Liskayim Kol HaShabbos, now you can see clearly there are Goises sins on the Masa Shekel that can be a Goises for 3 days. But you can see, in the whole Shabbos he would have been a Mechuyah Be'erev. But now you see that this Erev that was made for him was not Roy Liskayim Kol HaShabbos, a Kostaka Roy of Goises in Lemisa, Akam and Shoinek. And Mimela, his Erev wasn't good. It's also. Even if he made the Erev.
One Shabbos came
and he lived. But you can see now that Erev, when you make Erev, it has to have the potential to last the whole Shabbos. This Erev, it's a chiddush din l'chor, because it's not in the past.
If you're not alive, you don't need one. If you're alive, you've got one.
We'll soon see. About the not needing. The din is that the Erev has to have the potential to be roi for the whole Shabbos. This Erev wasn't roi for the whole Shabbos because when it came 12 o'clock in the morning, it didn't have a bite and he died. Zodah Mishabura, like you said, Zodah Mishabura Vaita, obviously, what case are we talking about? What was left over in the house? If nobody came to live in the house, let's go like this. If nobody came to live in the house from 12 o'clock onwards, so we learned before, if somebody's in a house, a mess, even if it wasn't a good Erev till 12 o'clock, but the din is, from now, it doesn't matter. We hold like the Rosh, that we don't say Kimmish and Nessa Nessa. We don't say Kimmish and Nessa Nessa. What case are we talking about? Yeah, the Yisod is richtig. The Mishmah is not chodik on the Yisod is that this Erev is not a good Erev because it won't last. But it's a chiddush, but the Yisod, Mishmah doesn't argue on. Mishmah declares, And so what if the Erev of the Goyses didn't last? Do I need the Erev for that house now? So let's go through all the Hechatibses. Vene. Because the Erev is just is not for the Goyses, it's for the other person. Just as good, all one family. If nobody else was there, because the reason why it doesn't work, that you can't say here, that means you should be saying, that's trying to move on. You should be saying, yeah? So, because if it would have been a good Erev, you would say Kivin Shotra Hutra. So the Mugin Avraham, you can't say Kivin Shotra Hutra because it wasn't Hutra, because you see now that the whole Erev wasn't good. So the Mishnah Berurah, do I need Kivin Shotra Hutra? If there's somebody else in their thing, I don't need Kivin Shotra Hutra. It's still good because of the other person. If nobody else came to live and somebody Minashuk took over and he didn't come, I also don't need Kivin Shotra Hutra because I don't need that house to be in the Erev because it's a Dir B'lo Balim. When do you need Kimesh Otra? In a case if somebody from the Shuk was the Yoyush and he came to live here, or somebody from the Chotzer was the Yoyush and he's in the same Chotzer and he has access, so we assume he's part of the house that we had before, so then the only head would be asked Kimesh Otra to make it a Erev for this new person. And now on the Goyses you can't say Kimesh Otra. That's the Echatimsa. So, because you don't need Kim Shotra, because nobody's in the house. It's the same thing. So if you're going to make an Erev for a town, and you've got somebody that's a Goyses, and he's the only one in the house, and the Yoyrish is somebody from the Chotzer, or somebody going to live there on Shabbos, you'll have a problem. So the Mishibur comes with a Chiddush, which is Toilan Shinai Dalet, Ochei. If the Erev was made for Shabbos Pashas Bereishis, and this Masa happened Pashas Noach, or later, it doesn't matter. Because he brings the Rav Shina and Dal, we have to see there, that this whole problem was only when there was no Chalos Erev. But if there was a Chalos Erev proper for what Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Okay. If the Erev was Shabbos over, So that's already a way out of this problem, that the way out is, if the Erev wasn't made for this Shabbos, the problem is only if somebody is Yorush on Shabbos and comes in, or someone on the Chutz is Yorush, and there's nobody else in the house. And that problem is not a problem if the Erev wasn't made for this Shabbos, it was made for last Shabbos, and this week's the Goyses is a Shishka problem. But I'm Batzal Moigim, who argues on the whole din, and I hold the Shazoi, Rabbi Alochazok, to the end, that he doesn't hold on the whole din, that it's a problem. Even says, if anyone's frightened that it might have happened Chalila in the first Shabbos, and there's there, it would be a Sishka problem.
Why, according to the Kimta, the Mr. Brewer, they're talking about somebody else came to live there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that ask, even if it was a case for previous Shabbos? Now you've got a new.
Oh, that's a special thing. Now you have to see Shina and Dalit. We'll go through that again. Why? Mr. Brewer tells you Shina and Dalit, where you have also a problem, Nistama and Pesach on Shabbos, and it doesn't matter if it was good. You can say Kim Shutra. For a long
time.
But it's the Shabbos season. It's not a thing to explain as a... Yeah. Right. Simon Sheen Ayin Beis is a totally new concept. Sheen Ayin Beis Wetzach Wegen Azoivi, you need an Erev from house to house, Chotzer to Chotzer. If you don't have an Erev, what can you carry, what can't you carry? Very wichtige simon.
In the house?
In the house you can carry what you want. Cool. In other places, we'll see, you're allowed to carry even without the Erev.
Siman Shin Ayin, we're going to talk about it in a minute. Siman Shin Ayin base. Din Shuvah Deus Evo Yutazi, from Sif Aleph.
Gagin, just like you can carry in the house without the Erev, Huadin, in the garden, you can carry without the Erev, which has a mechitza around it. Mm-hmm. Not just every Keli, when it's Kimton Shabbos, every Keli gets a place. Every keli gets a place where it's kimton shabbos. Just like you know in the trumin, you have a place with a trum. Every keli has a place where it belongs for this shabbos. So if you have a keli in your house, that keli belongs in your house. You can carry it in your house, in your garden, and you can't carry it out of your house without the eruv to somebody else's garden. Right? Push without it. A keli that's in the garden is koine shvisa keilu in the garden. And you're allowed to carry with Paskinak of Shimon, besorgt that Gagos, Chatzeros, Kafifas, any place which isn't a mukum of living mamash, like a house, is got a din for itself, and it doesn't matter who it belongs to. The din versus Paskin, as you're not allowed to carry it from one person's house to another person's house, or from one person's house to another person's chutzah, is dafka from his house. That makes from your house, you can carry it to Yenin. Because the Pcheichetz was in the house. But just like there's a problem because there's two different people, that's only when the Pcheichetz as well was Koina Shvisa in a Mukum Dira Mamush in a house. But if the Pcheichetz was Bena Shmoshes in a place which isn't a house, it was Koina Shvisa in a garden, so then you can carry it into another garden without the Erev, belonging to somebody else, no problem. Zodim Mechab, Sif Aleph. Gagin, on your roof, the Chatzeris, or Chotze, the Karfifas. Obviously, a Karfif means an outer garden which isn't off commonly used, and it has to be less than base Sasayim, otherwise, you can't carry that anyway. Other, or more than base Sasayim and Mukav Ledira, but all these places about have to be Mukav. They have to have a Mechitzis around them. Abba Kulan, Rushus Echodem. The kelim shoshavsu betoichon to the kelim which are living light, which were shoivas, which were ben hashmoshes in them. Shemutel tatla mizel ezeh afilehem shabalim harba veloy uvu yachad, and they didn't make eruv together. Mutel tatla michotzer lechotzer cheres oy legag oy legoish koysel shabineim, the top of a wall. All these places are not mukim divas, and it doesn't matter who they belong to, as long as they have mechitzes. Umigag legag achas somachloy, from one roof to another roof, fil gevoyim ene harba, even though it's very high. Umagag lekalfef shein yosim sasayim oy shahakukav ledirah fil yosim sasayim oy lemovi to a movi which is a chotzer after the chotzer the movi shemesukim lechi yekayra, which you're allowed to carry in because lechi yekayra afil eloy erev eboy afil there's no erev. All these cases selamoshel lemoshel. If you have a ladder, you want to get something from upstairs, you're locked out, and you want to get something from upstairs, you've got a window open, you need a ladder, assuming the ladder is not a muksadika ladder, it's not such a big one, which is only made for latich gagoy. So you go next door's got a ladder without the Erev in his garden, and you take the ladder, and you bring it to your thing, and you can, no problem. Even though you haven't got Erev, or if you want to play ball, so you can play ball, if the ball was ben ashmoshes in a chotzer, so you can play ball from your chotzer to Yanim's chotzer, no problem. You go to chotzer in the street, to the street's got. If they forgot to make an Erev in a cul-de-sac, which has already a mechitza to a sapesach, but they forgot to make the Erev this week. So they can't carry anything from the bayis into the chotzer, because the chotzer is a rishus shel rabim, and the bayis is private. If the children find a ball in the street, so they can play there without problem. Because it was mudach b'chotzer, ben shmoshes, it's all right. When it says gagin, Mishabura learns she'ein oid kiru lemala. I mean, if you would have like a veranda on the roof, like with a cover on it, then Mishabura halt, it wouldn't be called a gag, it would be called a mokum diro already. So then it wouldn't have this hat, it's your bats, it's your house. Hainu she'ein oid kiru lemala de'ilu ala tikru she'tachas agag. If it would still have a roof on it, it's taka the roof, but it's got some covering on it. We're talking about the gag you can carry there because it has mechitzas. Why is that mechitzas? Because the mechitzas of the bayis go up. So if the gag would be wider than the roof, and we said you can't say gudasik, then you can't carry that anyway. We're not giving you a tailor made mechitzas. We're not giving you, it has to have good mechitzas. All these places, they all have to have good mechitzas. The heta is, even though they belong to other people, you're allowed to carry because the workmen of the bayis. A wichtiger ora on this Mishabura is, and there's a chazanish, Al Poskim don't say that the Chaznish, but the Chaznish held that the din bais against the din chotzer, bais means only the house you eat in, only the room you eat in, and everywhere else has got din chotzer. We got these dinim even. So loy the Chaznish, theoretically, you, even if you haven't got erev, you can take out of your hall and take it to somebody else's hall, as long as it's all mukav, because it's same as taking from your chotzer to your chotzer. If something was, if you had a buggy which was in the hall or anything, then you can take it to Yanim's hall because you're not taking it to a house. So this gag is zecher not a mukim where you live, even though it's got a roof on top. So you see, kolam shabuah nish for the chaz nish. All the poskim pashkas the chaz nish amoydik a chiddush. Yeah, right. V'kal fifa sign lel. Simachin some of us again which is echoed in the color and tashmish me you have to the big amen Jesus moet le tatel me echoed gaan we believe gaat zeggen ze kosten met tatel met gangen hebben gaat zeggen goed van me echoed gaan we we geen moet tatel met gallen God ze met gallen gaak af wat je een jaar je doet niet de eeuw voor je het zwiegel ga gaan hem eeuw gaat zeggen is elm ze moet le iets le teuga klein bijs only from a house doesn't matter how much God's a wichtige ding schaft ze beteugen han ze me nog zo'n budget of iets zo'n teuga bijs we talking about only a hatter for the ball and the ladder which was there in the chotze ben shmoshes. In even if Loewe Yachad and Chesed Badod Yagam Chesed Ilu B'chot Seguf for Yosef Musa who Chesed Ilu B'chot Seguf for Yosef Musa. We'll see later if they did make an Erev, it's a bigger Chiddush for different reasons. We'll see later. Oile Gag Shechvei Shebenen Shemen Shech Chesed Vuele Hai Nikim Chesed Filo Gevoye V'lam Winam Shizchal Shtei Rishuyas. It doesn't become two Rishuyas. I feel a high, I feel a low, makes no difference. Oma Gag, because there's a shit to the mayor that says if it's 10 Tvachim higher you can't do from one to another, we don't hold of it. Oma Gag L'Kalfi V'yadim Chot Se L'Kalfi Shein Yosef Musa Adil Yosef Musa Mikal Kalmul Asi. Well, if it's something which you can't carry in, that's what we're not talking about here. If it's not hook of the deer, also loyalty was general to him since she has. You can't carry to a calf. Oil of Movi, which Lim Shabutu Lutz, if I say, Gagri and Kalim, Shasov, Sukotoka, what time the Gam Movi, and she's your total virus, Sakam, and Lizzy, Stephen Voice, and again, Shasov, to Rabbi, she will lose. Everything's only, all the whole Hechas Arab is with clear bags. Anything not in the house, Ben Ashmoshes, carry around from one to the other within Mechitzes. I feel a loyalty, Lim Shasov, and Shasov. Now, the Mechaber says second to the bottom line, Oil of Movi, and we're going to have a fill of it. One man, Dominic Gemara, says, it's all very nice, you can carry chotzer, movi, chotzer, movi, wherever you want, but that's only if you're carrying in a chotzer which hasn't got an eruv. The minute you've got a chotzer which has got an eruv, yeah, you've got a problem. Because, let's say over there. So you see, look over there, there's a chotzer with an eruv. Let's imagine. And they want to carry to this chotzer, imagining this chotzer hasn't got an eruv. It's just an old chotzer. Yeah, so you have to carry from one to the other. So one man says, we can't carry from there to here. Because there, it's, because, let me ask you, a keli which was in those houses, you can't carry till here. It's only the bull that was there you can carry. So that out is a gzeira. If you start carrying the bull from here to here, because that's got an eruv, you'll start carrying that from the food from the house to that chutz and to here as well. Maybe you're not allowed to carry anything. But we don't hold like that. We don't make this gzeira. Because gzeira, we don't make this gzeira. So you have to be careful, Taka. The if that has got an eruv, you have to be careful. You're allowed to take food from there to there, but not to here. Because it came from the house. Be a ball, you can take from here to here. So Teva Fele, we make half a piece of women, even if they have got an eruv, the shechichem man in the batim, the kalim, the food of the batim, is all in the chotzer as well, and you frighten, you'll take that out. No, be careful, don't. Am the kalim shesham su bechot to do the chot zacharis lechashinam shemitat lekamkei shesham su bechot to the chot zacharis lekakafu. We're not frightened that you'll take out your plates and your food that you're eating your picnic in the chot and you take it further to the next chot. We don't hold of this gazera. V'afar pi she'ervu every up to yid gimel with tolem and v'loim yibayim lo yiv nechot zelatzman. So if they didn't make an eruv, there'll be no plates or food in that chot. So then all we've got is the footballs. So we're all right. They must be brought to clear by a cloud, and they also see in Shavada Mikta, Post Hoskin, Shosur, the Shah, Mr. Glimas. The hot sack, I was in the Gag, Kaf, Lechashina, that was a Shemit Agar. Mizemavu. Now the Victim Shabbat, Mishabu. If, however, you have got food there, or Kalim, plates that you took out for a picnic into there because you're allowed to, because you're then, came to Shosur Babais. After boy beheta lechot zezem and ishiruba, after became because they had their base ben ashmoshes in the house. Also lelichon lechot zacherish leivimon push it. The ball you can take because the ball was ben ashmoshes in the chotzer. This no difference if it was eruv chotzer or not eruv chotzer. Because it was in the chotzer, you can take to another chotzer. But the kalim from the bayis you can't. Vehu adin im hoytzi mi bota chotzer lechotzer shleivimon veitzin sham derech hetek and derech malbush lufaston sham. Gam Kane, Moitzi mi bota achotze la chotze she loye uvuba, voitzien shon derech hetter. Le moshel, let's say this hasn't got eruv. So you came here, and you took off your jacket, and you put it over here down. You're not allowed to take it afterwards. You can't take it to a chotze acheres because that jacket was in a house ben ashmoshes. We said you're allowed to take a ball, but not the jacket or the coat or anything that was in a house. So you won't be able to take it from this chotze to that chotze. You take off your jacket over there. Not this jacket was in a house. You can't throw it over the wall now from one chotze to another chotze. You can carry it in that chotze because it's got eruv. You can't throw it over to here, that chotze. Now Mishabu declares, what about in this chotze that hasn't got eruv? Can you carry it? You come with your jacket, and you come into the chotze which hasn't got eruv. You take it off. Now the ball that's lying here, you can throw around. This, what, there, that. So again, so you take your jacket off in the chotze that has got eruv. You can't carry it to the chotze that hasn't got eruv, because it's clean bias. What about the jacket? Can you take it now? It came in beheta. Could even be beheta, it doesn't make a difference. But you take off your jacket in a chotzer that hasn't got a eruv. Everyone's playing football here with the balls that were here, ben ashmoshes. Your jacket that was ben ashmoshes in the house, can you carry it here or not? Ochein, eina mevur behedya, madin kelim elu betiltel chotzer ze atzma emutu eloi. I'm be a locha. The only issue is a machloikas a poskim. Al kolponim. Im hevi mashkin al idei nochi lebay sech shleim imma kim shabay shuzi yoch min yizoy tam mashkin al beskin rach. I'm talking about a jacket in a chotzer which belongs to a lot of people. This might not have that stint because it might not be a chotzer. But a chotzer which needs a erev and hasn't got a erev, then that's the din. But if somebody brings food into a house, even though the food was in a different house, once it's here, even though the Evanoizer says maybe it's osa, the Mishabura says it can't be that osa. Oh, but this case is nigger. Where's it nigger? Again, if you live in a block of flats, right? You live in a block of flats, so the hallway is what? And you haven't got eruv. So the hallway is a chotzer, shaloi eruv. So, chotzer shaloi eruv, so you got your key round your belt, so you come through the hallway, and you take it off, and you run upstairs, and you're there. So then you're carrying, even if you're mapping not to take it into your house, can't you, let's say, but you're carrying this key, which was in a bias ben ashmoshes. So if you left the key under somewhere in the hallway, then you can take it wherever you want. It's a ball. But if you had it on you and it was in a bias ben ashmoshes, so then you've got a problem. You can't take it around. So machloikas, right? So machloikas, big machloikas. Rashi's mashamuta. Also, some say it's nafkamina, whether you brought it beheta, you brought it beissa.
Why should it be mutta?
Why should it be mutta?
Why should it be different than bring clear bite from next door?
Because you're not moving it into any other place. It's this chotzer.